grow up in a dysfunctional family? Did you grow up in a family where everything wasn't perfect and you didn't get everything you wanted all the time? Did you grow up in a family where maybe you were neglected? Maybe you were abused mentally, physically, sexually, addiction-wise? Did you grow up in a family that was very dysfunctional? Did you grow up with a family where your mom and dad didn't quite know how to handle your personality type? Did you grow up in a family where you didn't feel that you were worth being loved because you were told constantly, criticized constantly, that you can't do anything right? Did you grow up with a family where that mom and dad or mom or dad didn't have the emotional regulation skills, and so they were an addict, a food addict, an alcoholic, a drug addict, a spending addict, whatever it might be? Did you grow up in a family where maybe one of your siblings was treated kinder, nicer, gentler than you were? Did you grow up in a family where maybe you really had to struggle really hard in school and your mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, aunt, and uncle, no one really cared, no one really gave a crap? I give you these examples because almost all of us have grown up in some form of a dysfunctional family. I have yet, well, of course, you know, in the world of counseling, 45 years now, if there were a ton of really healthy families, I would have run into them by now. Even though my work is helping dysfunctional families regain functionality, helping dysfunctional adults who were raised in mayhem or raised in neglect to learn how to love themselves. So I think most of us are raised in families that are dysfunctional at some level. And yet the end result is we have to take care of ourselves. We're adults now. You know, if you are an adult watching this, if you're over the age of 21, we have to quit blaming mom and dad for what we didn't get, grandma and grandpa, what we didn't get. And we need to take control. We need to take control of our own lives. What does that mean? That means it might mean, oh, there's a variety of things it could mean. But growing up in a dysfunctional family means looking at the gifts you got in the dysfunction. And what does that mean? I remember a number of years ago working with a woman who was raised by a single mom, and there were six kids, and she was forced to be the mother. She was forced at the age of probably about eight to start making food and breakfast and lunches and dinners for everyone because mom was never home. So she grew up and came into the office very angry. She was about 30 years of age, and she said, I never had a childhood. I'm angry at my mom. I'm angry at my mom for this. I'm angry at my mom for that. I had to become an adult before I was way too ready to. And all that was true, right? It's part of or an example of a dysfunctional family that couldn't be helped. Mom couldn't do anything but work to try to bring home enough money to pay rent and pay food. And so the oldest child in the house was selected as the leader, as the new mom. But as we worked together, I was able to show this woman, like, you know, even though it started at eight and she's in her 30s now, is that look at how organized she is. Look how structured she is. She had to learn it on her own, right? She had to take care of all these little brothers and sisters, and she had to feed them and make food. So starting at eight, she became an adult. Now, I can say that this is a positive thing, right? She came into adulthood at 18, 20, 25, with all kinds of organizational skills. I mean, she was a master at multitasking in a healthy way. She was able to get all of these things done. And after we worked together for quite a while, she understood where I was going. And she started to have some gratitude for the dysfunction she was raised in, because starting at 18, she was already opening up her own businesses. And when I met her in her 30s, she had opened several businesses already. So was she making millions of dollars? Not yet. But it showed that her independence that she was forced to learn about as a young child actually turned into an asset as a young adult. So let me help you. Go to the website, talkdavid.com. There's all forms of dysfunction. Some are incredibly tough to overcome, and others are not that difficult. But here's the good news. Regardless of what type of family you were raised in, no matter how dysfunctional it was, we can help you heal and find yourself today. Reach out to me at talkdavid.com. We have a lot of experience. We have specials going on right now because of inflation at talkdavid.com. And there's five books you can get there for free that might be able to help you as well. Okay, so everything's at talkdavid.com. Thanks for joining me. Have a beautiful day.